Full council meeting.
Will now be recorded.
We'll call the meeting to order. It doesn't have your role, but we will do roll just because this can be quite chaotic. I'll just read the names I can see, and then if yours is not there, please chime in. But Sean Meskey, Kathy Schwantes, Audrey Nelson, Fernando Alvarado, Julie Osmus, Vicki Davis for the council. Are there any council members I'm missing? Marv Calvin, mayor, I see for staff and department chairs. I've got Samantha Beckman, Sean Christensen, Rob Bumgarn, and city administrator Brian Grammets, and from the Tribune, Shelby Lindrode. Did I miss anybody? And we have joining us, yep, I was going there, and with us, Brandon Fitzsimmons for our city attorney. Anyone else on the call? All right, the first item on here is a city operations update. HR Director Beckman or City Administrator Grammets?
Samantha, did you want me to just do a basic update?
Sure.
All right. Actually, it comes in two sections. First will be an update, and then the second one is more of assistance in direction from the Labor Committee. So the update is we've got everybody back working that is full-time. Park and Rec is out, recreation staff is out and about, sometimes doing some recreation things, sometimes doing more public work oriented type activities. And we are still out of City Hall unless you can work or unless you need to work at City Hall. There are a few positions that are still showing up on a daily basis and working out of City Hall, and the remainder of the staff at City Hall is working remote. We probably have a couple other locations. I think there was a fire department staff and also a wastewater staff that was still out working remote. So the core group of full-time employees is trucking on, whether remote or on-site, and we continue to follow the guidelines that were put in place to make sure that you know, vehicles and common spaces are sanitized. The governor did loosen up last Wednesday some of the regulations and are allowing some things to happen on June 1st. And one of those things that I just want to ask you, the Labor Committee and the council as a whole, is there are opportunities, I think, to do some recreational programming if you follow the guidelines that we've been under for the last 8-9 weeks. And that is, social distancing and sanitization of hands and things that are touched. The one item that I did have a discussion with Park and Rec Director Baumgarn was everything people can or kids can utilize skills practice for a week or two, but sometimes skills gets a little boring. But the only thing that we really at least I have an issue with, and that is just simply the like a baseball where you pass it from player to player to player, or hit the ball in the outfield and they have to touch it and throw it back. And so we have had some discussions about, utilizing all of the balls that we have in a bucket, and then that part has to stop. And then those balls are sanitized and then ready for reuse again. And so we do have a plan in place for shared things like, whether it be soccer balls or basketballs or baseballs, that can deal with that. So the bottom question is, do we want to bring back part-time lawnmowers and some recreational programming staff members? That's your umpires, coaches, probably coaches more than umpires right at this point. but bringing some of those individuals back to initiate recreational activities within the guidelines as spelled out by the DNR, the Department of Health, and the governor's emergency order. So that's the question that I pose to everybody, and I'd be open to hearing your thoughts on that.
Opinions.
There are things such as, just to give you an idea, there are things such as only two teams on a sheet of ice, you know, with a division down the middle, so they can play on the ends, so they can practice on the goal ends, but they cannot intertwine their two teams. Understand? So you can have the coach and nine youth practicing and doing certain things, but they cannot be intertwined with another group of 10. They can't actually play a hockey game. They can't play a baseball game. They have to basically just function as a 10-person unit maximum. So when you say one sheet of ice, you could have two groups out on the ice. So we're following the guidelines as put forth, and I know there's probably more questions, but I just wanted to say, like, one person per, you know, infield. You know, there might be more groups that could be on a baseball field, but Rob knows more about that, and you can ask him if you have any questions specific to what you can and can't do.
Councilmember Alvarado.
Thank you, Chairman Muskie. One of the things, besides the participants out in the field, I think we have to make sure we ask the parents and the kids that are watching to our mass and distance also. So there's a bigger picture there, that it's not just the participants, it's the families that are supporting their young ones.
See, Mr. Gramitz, answer the question, then we'll move down. Councilmember Osmus.
Yeah, on that specifically, the it's like the parents drop their kids off and they go home. The parents can't congregate, you know, unless they're really, you know, far apart. But the suggestion is that the parents not hang around. The other thing that I'll just point out is, as they would sign up, you know, for a recreation program, and that's a question, how many parents are willing to let their children sign up, number one. But as they sign up, they will be given all of the rules and regulations of what our expectations are as far as distancing and parents hanging out and how many groups can be on a field and the timing of different groups so they don't pass each other in the hallway and stuff like that, or bathrooms or whatever. That will be given to them along with their program information, and they have to sign off that they agree to these terms. So it's not just like it was in the past where you just sign your kid up, give them 10 bucks and move on. They're going to have to say, I will abide by these rules that are in place at this time, and then move on. So it's not as simple as it used to be, and it's going to come with a bit of paperwork reflecting the rules, whether it's maps showing where kids can be, where they can't be, so that the parents have an opportunity to talk to their children, as well as the coach has to watch that, you know, while they're all in play also.
Go ahead, Councilmember Osmus.
Thank you. I would be in favor of going ahead with the limited numbers and the limited opportunities that can be offered. I have the advantage of being on the Park and Rec board, so I heard about a lot of the precautions that they're going to put in place, both for some of the rec activities as well as if they're able to open up the swimming pool. But I would be in favor of opening up a limited number.
Councilor Nelson.
Thank you. Just to ask Mr. Gramitz again to review what the requirements are for cleaning or the things that you talked about, and then are we both So we're protecting our staff, but what is our responsibilities with the participants as far as those things?
City Administrator Gramitz or Rob Bumgarn, what's the answer to that question?
Yeah, I think I have a general idea, but Rob, if you would step in and kind of go through the list. You know, we're concerned about not only our staff, but also the children, you know, equally at this point in time. So, and some surfaces are easier to sanitize than others, but Rob, you can go through the regulations and then we can, or the requirements, then we can go from there.
All right, thank you, good evening. There's a wealth of things that we would have to do, just like with the disinfecting of our equipment after every use. We have the plan as they're called pods. And so if we have one staff, you can have 9 participants with them and they have to stay together the whole time. They don't get to go from station to station, like moving from to another staff person. That staff person is going to be in charge of those 9 participants throughout the whole time. And travel with them to the different skills. So staff is going to be protected, you know, depending on with the gloves and mask. We have the electric gun that we could spray down all the equipment ahead of time and after and during. We also we would have backpack sprayers to have things be able to get disinfected. Our check-in system, we have an enter system and an exit system. Participants will actually, when they register online, they'll have a check off with the COVID, understanding that with all the details about COVID, understanding that there is a risk that if they do come out and participate with that, that's going to be a mandatory field. I mean, we just have a lot of precautionaries already set in place for everything that could happen.
All right, Councilmember Schwantes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just say in general that I also support basically if the executive order has approved it and we have great best practices that are shared through organizations like the DNR and we're putting those best practices into place, I pretty much across the board am going to support our administrator and what he brings forward. Then you'd also asked in regard to lawn mowing. And I, you know, we've got a lot of green space out there, and that's something that's very easy to do as an individual with social distancing. So if you were asking for approval to bring back additional folks for lawn mowing, I would support that as well.
I would add that, yeah, as long as the safety precautions are met, you have a lot of latitude here, and I think Wilmer has been very responsible about opening all of the aspects for our staff and our residents. So I applaud that effort. Any other comments on this item? Councilmember?
Did you say me? John, did you say that I'm sorry.
Just Sean,
Councilmember Nelson.
You cut out a little early and you get cut off.
I am a little remote right now. I apologize if that's happening, but council.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead. Just maybe an update. I'm fine with bringing back staff, but we were using staff from other locations to fill in. So is this in addition to that, or is everybody working full time, or could you just give us an update on the staff as the needs are for part time?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and committee members, council members, this would. Being we have the full-time staff, they've been in the routine for a while now. They know what they're supposed to do. Now I think we can bring back the part-time lawnmowers, the part-time brush site people, and the the hours that we may still require some for the recreation programmers, you know, to fill out 40 hours, but in between them helping out and some increased programming work for them, we should be able to keep them busy also. So yeah, it's really, you know, I think we're prepared. We know what we need to do. We've been cleaning our facilities. And now we can bring in some, what I'll call the novices, the ones that haven't been here this whole time and need to be trained and need to follow the rules. And we can bring them in. And I think with some sense of ability that our staff will be able to help them meet the same rules and regulations that the full-time people are under, and so that they've got watchful eyes out there so that they can follow the rules. So I think we're at the point where you're seeing the state loosening up some of the things. You're seeing guidelines coming out saying you go ahead and do this if you follow these rules. The mowing of the grass is an easy one. The brush site is an easy one. There's not a lot of contact there. So those people can come back, I think, and the recreation programming has a plan. So I would think that we could loosen up just a little bit and see how it plays out.
Councilmember Alvarado, followed by Osmus.
I think Julie had a hand up first, so I'm willing to wait for her to say her piece, or go ahead, Julie.
Okay. I can see the job responsibilities ramping up for the park and rec employees. I do have a concern about the community center employee, though. I don't see that opening up probably anytime soon. And what are we going to do with her job responsibilities?
Rob, could you explain what we have that position doing at this point in time?
Right now, she's assisting with the public works with like weed trimming, mowing, painting projects. She's also helping out with some oddball things that we're doing, like programming wise and the website and everything. This person is also in charge of the pool at the time. And so that would be a question that I would ask too. Would we want to be opening up the pool at that time? If she is, then she would be overseeing the pool on a daily basis as well. And the bike share program. So there's a couple different aspects that she would have to be in charge of if we open things up.
Okay.
So it would be the pool and the bike share program.
And I could see that, you know, that would be probably, then that's two-thirds of what her job responsibility was, because now you still take out the community center piece. And so I was just wondering if we would be, if she was going to take the space some of the responsibilities of some of the public works, if that was one less part-timer that they had to hire, or is it that are we still looking at the same number of part-timers this summer as last summer, and she's going to continue to help them?
Yeah, let me jump in on that one. I think if you were to talk to Sean Christensen directly, you're probably going to hear that we're behind. I don't know if anybody has mowed their grass here recently, but today's rain has got me probably at heading towards 68 inches in my yard. So I cannot believe that the parks is caught up yet from the spring. So there's plenty of work. And as we go through, you know, further down the line here with activities opening up, then we would just pull programming and other staff back out of public works. You know, that could be midsummer when things slow down.
Is that all right to go then? City Administrator Gramitz, I was just wondering how many part-timers are we bringing back? Are we bringing back the same number as last year? Are we going to scale that back? What's your thoughts on that?
Mr. Christensen, are you able to make a comment regarding the number of staff that you're desiring to bring back?
Members of the council, my initial thought would be to be that full 8 to 10, but having it be late, this late in the game, I don't know if we can even find 8 to 10 that haven't found other things. So the fact that the parks have not reduced because of this, my proposal would be to bring back that same 8 to 10 if possible.
Thank you.
Additional questions or comments? Anything further on this item? All right. With that, we will move on. Hopefully I don't cut out too much. This is an important piece. I have a script. The next agenda item is labor negotiation strategy under Minnesota Statute Section 13D.03, Subdivision 1, Clause B. A portion of the meeting will be closed pursuant to such statute upon a duly approved motion of the City Council. I will now entertain a motion to close this portion of the meeting.
I would make that motion to close this portion of the meeting for labor negotiation tactics.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. We need a vote. Samantha, will you take the roll call vote on this, please? I hate to put you on the spot, but my internet is really jumpy right now here.
Yeah, sorry. Schwantes?
In fact, it's not.
Aye.
Maskey? I saw him say aye, even if you didn't hear it. Vicki?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
And Alvarado?
Aye.
Osmond?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is 6:40. The City Council will now go into closed session via GoToMeeting. Only the City Council.
We will now go into an open meeting.
This conference will now be recorded.
Following a closed meeting, the City Council meeting is now open. The time is 7:50. The next item on the agenda this evening is miscellaneous. Is there anything miscellaneous that needs to come before the Labor Committee this evening? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Power shy. All right. Is there a second? Thank you. Very good. Is the motion made? Seconded for adjournment. We are adjourned. Thanks again for your attendance this evening. Have a good rest of your year.